Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you once again for tuning into our boardroom chats. I tell you, God is so good and gracious, and I'm excited that you're listening today.
I am, too. You know, these are podcasts, really, and it's where they've been just picking up speed. People watching from all over the world. We got testimonies from Croatia, Pakistan, Namibia, Australia, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
All over the world.
Hey, listen, this is not on what I'm supposed to say, but I hope I don't shock my people. I want to make an announcement. Something very important is coming up. September the 17th at 3 p.m., I am going to do a worldwide chat, call it what you want,
live
teaching.
Live and in color.
In color on Create Your World and Walk in It. Now, that's my theme for 2025, and I've preached this in several different churches. But, you know, I've never preached it to the whole world. And the Lord began to deal with me about it. And I got a confirmation of a witness from another person said, you ought to do this. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I'm going to tell you how not only to confess something, but possess something. You see, a lot of people confessing, but not possessing.
Yeah.
And you need to possess. And let me tell you something. When you create your world, you know what's coming in and you know what's going out. And Satan can't walk in your world because you live for God. Oh, you don't want to miss this. September the 17th, it's a Wednesday, 3 p.m. That's in the afternoon. I want you to watch. You can watch it live. And then after we finish it, they're going to run it over and over and wherever to put it all in the social media things. And I'll tell you what, I believe there's going to be a great difference in your life.
Yeah.
Spiritually, physically, financially.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it like a church service. I'm going to just preach it straight to you, but I'm going to do it in my studio. That way I can take all the time I want.
Right.
And if it may take 30 minutes, it may take 3 hours. I don't know. I'm going to let the Lord do it. All I know is God quickened us to do this. So it's time for you to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, and blessed going out.
That's right. It'll be like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but It'll continue to run. But during the 3 o'clock time, while it's live, you'll be able to put your comments on there.
Amen.
We're going to post a few.
Maybe
out,
we
so
can read
Jesse
some.
Jesse can read a few. We'll make sure you get some of them. So you want to know it.
Yeah.
So in real time, where the people are, where they're watching from, and maybe you have a comment or a praise report or something that we
right.
A statement or something. We just want to know who's out there.
Right. And it's going to be such a blessing. And there will be some people giving too. Some people going to want to donate. We're going to do it just like a church service. Just that simple. It's going to be a blessing of the
wait.
Lord.
I'm going to be I'm going to be outside. I'm not going to be on the set.
Yeah.
But I'll be behind the scenes.
Well, you can if you want to be. It's fine.
Oh, no. I want you to fly.
Okay. Well, fly like an eagle.
I'm going to be behind the scenes helping and maybe reading some of the
Amen.
Comments, suggesting some of them for you to
but
read.
But I want you to be blessed. I mean, it's time for you to receive
We're
these
so
things.
We're so excited about this. We believe it's a time.
Yeah, it was a quickening in my spirit. And when I quicken means to make alive. And God, in that process, is going to bless a bunch of people.
And we're going to do this. You're going to do this first one, but then we're going to determine, depending upon your reaction, how it's received, if you'll do it more regularly.
That's correct. Just that simple.
So let us know.
September the 17th, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then we'll run it. If you miss it, you can't do it because you might be working. You can still watch it. I advise you to watch this because I think it's going to be a life-changing situation for you, spiritually, physically, and financially.
Yeah,
okay.
So put it on your calendar to make your
Amen.
Plans to be part of the live portion. If you can't be part of that, watch it later that
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
I know God will touch
It'll
your
be
life.
A blessing of the Lord. Catherine, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
What does the word consider mean to you?
Think about it, meditate on it, give place to it. What does it mean
when
to you?
When you think, when you consider, does that mean you consider it?
Yeah, you're not just thinking of it can be a lot of forms. You're considerate of someone else
mm-hmm.
before yourself, but consider, think, it means you're thinking about either yourself or someone else,
right.
I guess.
Well, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 says this. It's in the Old King James Version, and you can read it in a different translation.
Okay.
Wherefore, holy brethren, kind of nice to be called holy, isn't it? That's
yeah.
what God said. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. That's people that are born again. Because we partook of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in his own house. Now, if God is faithful, why aren't you faithful? I think it's a valid question, because you're not considering. See, and when you're not considering, you're not considerate. in every which way, shape, or form.
The Amplified says, so then, brethren, consecrated and set apart for God,
I like that.
Who share in the heavenly calling, the brackets for consider says, thoughtfully and attentively consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we confessed as ours when we embraced the Christian faith.
And that's such a powerful statement. See, and I want to talk about that because I think people kind of take Christianity in a flippant way. Like, yeah, I go to church. Well, so does the devil. I mean, he never misses church. You see what I'm saying? Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I've asked people a lot of time, they say, you talk about God all the time. Do you ever get tired of it? No, why? I consider the Christ in me. I consider the Holy Spirit. I consider the Father God. Now, whether you believe in the Trinity or not, I personally believe in the Trinity. You don't have to if you don't want to. I'll leave that to you. But I'm a Trinity even though you see me as one. I have a spirit housed in a soul and clothed in a body. So the reason why I give and the reason why I receive is consideration. Mm. Not to get something from you, but to get something to you. I do know that when you sow a seed into this ministry, because it's holy ground and it's hundredfold return. It's happened to me so many times. I want it to happen to you. Well, it hadn't happened yet, and I've been a partner, but okay, hang on. The fat lady ain't sung yet, like we say in America. What happens is don't let time defeat you. In other words, don't consider time because you're a timeless being. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're a timeless being. Now, who don't want it yesterday? Oh, yeah, we all do, especially Americans. You know, I've said it before, you've heard me say it. We created fast food. We like things done quickly. Someone sent me a question one time on my broadcast television. But Jesse, why do you love the word suddenly so much? Because I'm an American. I like it done quick. Yeah, I want it yesterday. You know, that kind of stuff. And it's just such a blessing. But when you consider him, then you can consider what he's done, or what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. Consideration is a very powerful word. When I consider you, you like that.
Right.
Like if we go somewhere to eat, then I consider, where do you want to go? Or she might want to buy a dress or something. I said, fine, you know. Or I might want something, you know. I'll tell you what Kathy did for me not long ago. I guess a few months back. I have everything I can possibly think. I mean, I just do. And, I was raised poor and I wasn't ashamed of that. I mean, mom and dad did the best they could. I'm not poor no more. But, you know, I get to a point in my life, I have everything I think of that I know of. Oh, do you have a Rolls Royce? No. But I got a good friend that has two of them and I can drive them if I want to. That's pretty good because he considers me. You want to drive it, Jesse? You want to? That just blesses me to no end. But you see, when you understand, the other day, we were in a jewelry store. That's a few months back. I get in each time, friend. And I was just looking around, you know. And anyway, to make a long story short, I saw a watch. And I mean, I got watches. I've had people send me watches. I thought, do I preach too long?
Maybe that's what sometimes. Sometimes.
You do too.
I know. I own it. That's okay. At least I don't hide from it.
Don't consider that.
I'm happy. I think it's okay.
Let me preach
it may be sound long to some people.
Let me tell my story.
Tell your
Hang
story.
On. So I just
I'm
looked over into the cabinet.
Let you tell
in that jewelry cabinet thing. And I said this. I didn't ask for it. I could have purchased it. I didn't ask for it. I said, man, look how pretty that watch is. That's a beautiful watch. Well, I don't know. Kathy was standing behind me. I don't know. Few steps back. I never thought nothing about it. And I walked over to another case and I was talking to a friend of mine there. And all of a sudden, Kathy said, we want that watch. I turned around and I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm buying you that watch. I said, I don't need a watch. It has nothing to do with need. She said, I saw you very seldom see something you really like. And I want to do that for you. That was consideration. And she did. It wasn't my birthday.
Well, I preempted it, I guess. We can call it an early birthday present.
Yeah, I guess so.
You want to call it that.
But it wasn't, that day was not what I consider a special day.
But I wanted to do that.
You wanted to do that. That's consideration. Well, you know, when I go before the Lord with my devotions, I consider Him spiritually, physically, and financially.
I bought you something else, too.
What did you do?
I was very considerate recently.
What's that?
Because, you know, I have this little pink toolbox because I'm the one who usually fixes things in the house. And he's looking all over the place for my little toolbox. I still haven't looked for it. It's got
Well, you hide things and you forget where you hide them. No. You would not make a good squirrel.
That's not what we're talking about.
You would not make a good squirrel. You'd starve to death. You'd hide the acorns and couldn't find them.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It just came out of my mind.
Anyway. But anyway, I decided I went on Amazon. I said, I'm going to get him his own toolbox. It's in the post office right now. I have to go pick it up. It's not big. It's a little small thing like this, you know. And when you open it up, it's like plastic. You open it up, and there's a slot for everything.
That's nice.
You have your own little hammer, a couple
of
screwdrivers.
I want my own screwdriver. I want my own pair of pliers.
Pair of pliers, all these kind of things.
You know how those things have legs and they move, you don't know where they went to and all that
kind
of stuff?
So I have a pink one. I got him like a black one with blue trim on it. You're going to love it.
Am I going to love it? Praise the Lord.
And then you can get your hands off of my toolbox. Maybe that's why I can't find it. You probably used it.
No, I didn't use it.
And it's
somewhere. No, I don't do it. Don't blame that on me.
I'm the one who has to. Well, I'm going to stop confessing that I'm the one that fixes stuff because you're going to have your own toolbox. You're starting to really fix
stuff.
There's
a scripture in the Bible that says, Sarah, hearken unto thy husband. Or did it say that? Or did it say Abraham, hearken unto thy wife?
Yeah, that's a history lesson. What does that have to do with me?
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it in there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Keep trying.
Let's try it. When you consider.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You keep, I consider the covenant, Psalms 89:34, my covenant will I not break. Mm-hmm. Nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. See, when God says something, He's bound by His word.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say this, and this is going to shock some of you, and some of you have heard me say it. I had a man ask me one time, do you believe God is sovereign, Brother Jesse? I said, totally, 100% correct. He is sovereign, but only outside of His word, not inside of His word.
He's bound to His word.
Yeah, he said, my word shall not return unto me void, and it will accomplish what I send it to. But now, outside of His word, He's sovereign. You do whatever you want. But when He says something, He doesn't break His word. And I want to read another scripture. And neither should you. See, if you learn to consider, then Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 will not be a part of your life. It will not be a part. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed for the things which we have heard. Faith come by hearing. Lest at any time we should let them slip.
That's good.
Run out like a leaking vessel. Mm-hmm. In other words, backsliding should be impossible. If you're considering the high priest of Jesus, who is our high priest in the profession of what he does. See, you wouldn't do any of that.
Right.
You see, let me say it again. That's Hebrews 2, chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
You want to hear it in the Passion Translation?
Sure.
Chapter 2, verse 1 says, this is why it is so crucial that we be all the more engaged and attentive to the truths that we have heard so that we do not drift off course.
Hmm. Let me tell you what Kathy does on Sunday.
Engaged and attentive.
Let me tell you what Kathy does on Sunday. I see her do it.
Okay.
Before we get to church, she reaches in her purse, pulls a check out of the checkbook, and starts writing her offering. Why is she doing that? Consideration. She's not letting that slip. We don't like it if we forget to give to God. You don't have to have much. It's consideration. It's just being a blessing. You know, I want to honor His work. See, why? Because He loved us, we love Him, and it's just such a blessing. Watch this. I don't want to hurt His feelings. Mm. You know, God's ability to hurt is far greater than our ability to hurt, and God's ability to love is far greater than ours. You see what I'm saying? And so when I consider the high priest of my profession, Christ Jesus, then I'm going to do right. So when I go to church, I expect to be a blessing. Watch, when I sow my seed in good ground, I expect a harvest.
Right.
That's consideration. It's just that simple.
I have another verse about consider that's so good.
Go ahead.
It's actually Hebrews as well. Hebrews chapter 12, and it's verse 1, 2, and 3, but verse 3 talks about consider. But unless you do the first other two, it doesn't. It says, wherefore, seeing we are also encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Which chapter?
Hebrews
is that?
Chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3.
All right, go ahead.
Because it leads into the why we're considering. Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds.
That's a powerful,
isn't that powerful? So it connects what he did to show you he paid the ultimate price and by going to the cross. And not only that, is there's this great cloud of witnesses that also have lived the life, lived a holy life, and are in heaven awaiting us. I know all of us have someone there that we know that we're waiting to see.
And you can't be a witness unless you witness something.
Right, we have to consider, because he endured a contradiction of sinners. There's a lot of people that came against him, rejected him.
Sure.
You know, the same people that were praising him on Palm Sunday were hollering, crucify him, just a few days later.
That's
right. He went to the cross and died. So he says, consider this. He says in verse 4, goes on to say, you have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children.
Amen.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth and scourgeth every son who... God is speaking to us. He convicts us and teaches us and chastises us through his word.
Amen.
His Holy Spirit anoints the word of God, speaks to our heart, and then a conviction comes to help us to recognize and consider how we should live our life for God in a way that brings glory to him, and also removes all the obstacles and the restrictions from us receiving the
Praise
promise
God.
That we're believing God for.
You know, Kathy read a statement there in Hebrews 12 that a lot of people look over. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Mm. But here's something. Jesus is under no responsibility to finish something he has not authored.
That's so true.
Now, let me explain that. There's been people that have wanted to build a church, and they didn't want to build it for God. They want to build the biggest thing in town, so it looks good. And all of a sudden, they get in financial trouble. You know, they can't pay these notes. And then they ask people, I've heard of some ministers ask people to mortgage their houses to pay the notes.
I would never do that, but I can't believe they do that.
They did.
Don't
ever
let someone talk you into that.
Yeah, so what happened was...
That's not godly.
Is it possible that God didn't author that? But now they want God to, you got to finish it. Well, he's under no responsibility to finish something he has not authored. Now, he authored my salvation. I got born again. Labor Day weekend, 1974. So he's under the responsibility to finish it, or for me to finish what I received from him.
And you to consider
him.
What he did, the Amen. Price he paid, and that should encourage you and spur you on to live for him.
That's why I go back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, and it doesn't apply to me because I don't let these things slip.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
Let
good.
Me read that. Hebrews chapter 2 again. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Hmm.
When you understand it, that you have to live like this. Understand it, that's why me and Kathy, I guess, you know, people say when y'all go on vacation, when we go to church, we talk about God. Not long ago, we had a couple of days off, and it was Kathy's birthday. We had some friends come over, and we spent a wonderful time just rejoicing and talked about God 98% of the time. People said, why? You know how big he is? Preaching to each other. Kathy will preach to me a little bit. I'll preach to her. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. I mean, it's amazing because we consider him. And we may be walking around, watch this, not even in church, not nothing. All of us, God will quicken Kathy or they'll quicken me on the street corner or something, whatever.
Right.
Boom, we do it.
There it was on my birthday, made 73, and you were praying for me in
yes.
your devotional.
Yeah.
And you were saying, Lord, thank you for Kathy.
Yeah, she's
saying,
my treasure.
She's my, and then God said, told you that I'm his treasure as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Which
that's
so
such...
blessed me, because I knew it came straight from heaven. I know Jesse can tell me nice things, and I love it when he says things, because he, you know, so often y'all may have heard him say that he doesn't, he doesn't like to say, I love you, now, that he never told me
he loved me. I don't like to say it. Well, I want to say it. I have a hard time saying it.
Yeah, a little hindrance there. You got to consider. Your
That's
wife
been
wants
trained,
to hear it.
And it's wrong. I was trained wrong about affection when allowed to show any of
that. So for the longest time, actually, when we were first married, I would say, start it off, I'd say, I love you. And he'd say, me too. Or I'd say, I'd ask him a question, do you love me? Of course, he'd answer. So I knew he loved
me. But she wanted me to say those three
words. It was difficult, but I wanted him to initiate it. So his love language was always buying me something, and which is so nice. I appreciate that. But I tell him I want him to be bilingual. I want him to to continue buying things. That's okay. I like that yeah. part of you. But I want to hear it as well. If I had my choice, I'd want to hear it more than the buying, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, you could get off real cheap if you just learn to talk. I'm just kidding.
No, but it's just such a blessing.
I appreciate. I'm not, I mean, I can't, I don't want to change you. I love you just, but I want you to improve yourself. I have ways, areas I want to consider
myself. I
didn't
think I needed improving.
And improve myself. We all do, darling.
No,
wake up. Smell the coffee.
Smell the coffee. Yeah. Wake up. I don't drink coffee.
Well, smell. You can still smell it. That's a wake-up. It's a wake-up call.
I love the way it smells.
I think that's like for somebody.
It's just us. See, we could just flat consider. And, you know, I was talking about that watch that Kathy bought me. See this watch here? I'm going to take it off. I went and preached at a church I had never preached before. And a preacher was there who I think preached the night before. It's a beautiful watch, if you look, if you can see it. And it's a Breitling, what they call that, you know. It's kind of like an aviator's watch. And this man, this was very precious to him. And he took it off his wrist and said, but Jesse, I want to give you my watch. I said, oh, brother, I don't. Thank you, but I don't need a watch. He says, it's not about need. It's a gift. I'd never met the man before. And yet, because he considered me.
It was precious to him.
It was precious to him.
And so it's precious to you.
Yeah. So I wear it, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord.
And you think of him every time you
wear
it, I know.
Yes, I do. And I thank him for it. Now watch this. We were walking one time in a mall, and Kathy looked and said, oh, look at that pretty watch. And it's on her arm today. And I said, well, let's go purchase it. It's also a Breitling.
It's a white watch. It was a birthday gift
a couple
of years ago.
Mm-hmm. It would see, it's not showing off about the watches, for God's sake. It was consideration.
It's an example.
It was given from the heart. Don't have to be expensive. I had a friend of mine one time. I had a beautiful Rolex President, gorgeous, with a lot of money. He was a wonderful man. And I was working, this is 1975. And I had that watch. It was so wonderful. I just come out of the music business and all that kind of mess, and I got a job. And I went into the warehouse, and this wonderful black gentleman, and he was a gentleman. He hollered from the way in the back. He said, hey, Jesse, what time is it? And I went like this. I said, oh, it's about 11:15. Why? He said, mine costs $5, and they say the same thing. That's true. And I think he had a Timex on, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, see. But he liked it, and it was just such a blessing, you know. So I guess he wanted to know what time we go to lunch or something like that. I never forgot that, because he was such a gentleman, a wonderful man. He was a blessing of the Lord. And we laughed and talked, and, you know, back in South Louisiana way back then, people were pretty prejudiced. I've never been a prejudiced man. You know why? I'm considerate of people.
Right.
I don't know no color. It don't make no difference to me if you black, brown, red, yellow, purple, green. I've seen some purple people's hair. I've seen some green people. I saw a lady that day, purple. Her head was flaming purple. And then I saw a person with green. Now, would I do that? No. But they probably wouldn't do this. My hair, they'd probably dye their hair if it was this white. You know.
I've seen people dye their hair white.
Yeah, whatever.
You actually frosted your hair gray when you were in your early 20s.
21.
20. You want it to look older.
Yeah, man. I frosted a gray.
It did make me look a little bit older.
I did some crazy. It's a miracle I got any hair. Because I afroed it one time. I dyed it black. I dyed it strawberry red.
Well, we're covering so many different subjects now. But back to consideration.
I'm going to get to it. I got my point. I ain't out the park yet. You know, but I considered myself when I looked in the mirror and said, I gotta get rid of this flaming red hair.
Maybe I should have listened to Kathy again.
And all that kind of stuff. And the hardest part is to let it grow out. Good Lord, because it's ugly on the inside. So you get to the point where you cut it, and then you get back to your normal color.
He spends so much time on his hair, and he has to, when he gets out of the shower, it's pretty much dry already. He's got like hair this long, but he can't wait. He can't wait a second. Oh, I can't talk to you. I got to dry my hair. So it's probably almost already dry. He's brushing it, getting these little 1-inch long hairs in place, and every hair has to be in place. I'm telling you some key secrets here, but
his
hair is important to him. But he's just glad it's up there.
People love my hair. It's my signature.
I love your hair too.
Oh, you don't sound like you do.
He's so meticulous when it comes to his hair.
My
don't
hair.
Touch my hair. Don't
leave my hair alone. Or my face. I don't like people touching.
So
my
I'm
face.
Considerate of him. I don't touch his hair unless it's time for a trim. You know, he's in between haircuts, and I have to do around the ears. I cut him in the back, cut his hair in the back, and trim it. Take care of you.
Yeah, and I take care of you.
Yeah,
I have the lady come to the house
to
do your hair.
Had her come.
Who pays for that?
I do.
Where do you get the money at?
Why do you do that?
I'm considering you.
I have money.
Hallelujah. You want to see us fight? Let me tell you something.
No, it's important that you're but that is considerate. And you help by coming. You make sure the air conditioner is cooler in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hot when the hair dryer.
I watched that lady doing Kathy's hair.
Sometimes she'll do your hair.
I mean, that's a lot of work, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And they do their eyebrows. They put stuff all over their eyebrows. They look like Groucho Marx for a while. They got that all black on it. And then they rub
it
off
like darker.
You're making
Not
all
me.
Kinds of stuff.
You need that.
No, my eyebrows, I'm looking like Mr. Clean. Mine are getting white, you know, that kind of stuff.
Grooming
Wish I had
lessons.
His body, boy, I tell you
grooming
what.
Lessons. But I was thinking about something else.
It's
while we're
about
talking
time.
About consider. Let's change the subject.
Consider the high
priest. Let's consider changing the subject.
Okay, the apostle and high priest of our profession. I'll say this. I consider my partners.
Oh, I want to consider
We pray for
these
them every day. Read some of these testimonies. Hurry up. We're running out of time.
We have all the time
That's
in the
true.
World. Ivana says, blessings from Croatia.
Yeah, Ivana?
Did you hear?
Look at that. I thought you said Ivanka.
Ivana.
Okay.
It must be a
That was her
name
mother. Name is Ivana. Do you know that?
You mean
Ivana who's? Trump. She passed away.
Mm. Yeah. Ivanka's mother.
Ivanka's mother. Yeah, go ahead. I didn't know these people.
Lesson.
I just thought about it.
Okay. Consider in me and quit interrupting.
Okay.
This one says, I'm watching from Pakistan. We often get comments from pastors in Pakistan watching our
Wonderful.
Sunday broadcast. And this one's YouTube says, blessings from, I can't pronounce this, Swakopmund. You pronounce it.
Namibia.
Namibia is the nation, but the city there. Sorry. Swakopmund. See if you can do better.
Well, okay, go ahead. Okay,
just passing over that one. Thank you for writing
in. Thank you, Namibia.
We appreciate your blessing on us and pray that this is a blessing to you and that you're still watching today. Okay, this says, printed The Voice of the Covenant magazine is great to share. I read it and then I pass it on. It will reach someone in need.
Praise God.
Love that. We got, over 40 million, I think.
Absolutely. We're probably a lot more than that now.
Over the years have been
Plus,
sent
it's digital.
Out.
You can get it online, too, if you want.
Oh, goodness. We think about how many of those digital ones have been read. I know people are being ministered to, so I'm glad you're doing that. This one is from Jonathan. I first heard Brother Jesse preached in 1995 in Brisbane, Australia. I'm now 43, and the Lord is speaking to me more and more through Brother Jesse and other voices from my childhood. I praise you, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for what you're doing in my life and the lives of those around me. Lord Jesus, bring success on every level, not for our glory, but for your glory and the benefit of your kingdom. Thank you for that prayer, Jonathan. And this one says, is from someone named Peace. It says, watching from Zimbabwe, Jesse and Kathy, I love you so much. Your teachings give me boldness to believe in every promise from God and obedience to do as he says.
I like that.
You are a blessing.
Thank you. Anything else?
Two more. Gigi says, wow, I am always blessed by how you bring the message of the gospel and who God is from everyday things.
Praise
you
God.
You sure got a lot of everyday things today.
Amen.
And this one as well. Last one, Trina says, I'm so very thankful for you. You're a wonderful example, running for Jesus. Isn't that
great? A blessing of the Lord?
Love
it. You know why? Because we consider you.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about that word and always consider God and all that he does. And to all our wonderful partners who consider us, mm-hmm. who send in financial support.
And consider all the people that we're able to reach.
Because we could not do it without your covenant connection with us. If you'd like to be a partner, just go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can hit a donate button, and I hope you do. Because mm-hmm. we ask the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry, give me a soul into the kingdom. You can use PayPal if you like, or text to give, a one-time donation, or a recurring one if you want. Some people do that. You can go to our free JDM app and just select the kind of giving you want, or you can mail in an old-fashioned check through the post office, whatever. 100%. You heard me say correctly, 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. Why do you do that, Brother Jesse? I consider you. You send $20, I don't want to take $8 of it or $10 of it and pay interest on a note. We are debt-free. Me and Kathy are Romans 13, 8 people owe no man anything but to love him.
And so is our ministry.
Yeah, and I was debt-free since 1982. So I ask you to do your best today. Sow a seed. Believe God for a harvest and watch God do what he said he would do. That's consideration. Mm-hmm. Thank you once again for watching us on Boardroom Chat. Don't forget, September the 17th at 3 p.m., mm-hmm. we are going to preach this Create Your World and Walk in It to the whole world.
Me and God and the Holy Ghost.
Okay,
good. I'm not going to be on the set. I'm going to be behind the scenes.
Every platform that we have, because it's time for you to walk in your world and get out of satanic
world.
It's
going to be powerful.
Not that you're following him, but you see, when you're in his world, he comes in there, he stumbles. He falls, man. He can't make it, see? And I'm going to deal with that, and you're going to be blessed. Once again, September the 17th. At 3 p.m.,
live.
Going live, and then we're going to run it over and all that kind of stuff. You're going to see some advertisement on it,
promos,
on our social media promos and things of that nature. You'll be blessed. Partners, thank you, because you consider us. You'll never be a day without prayer. Me and Kathy saying we love you. See you next week on another wonderful Boardroom Chat.
Yes.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.